You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Alright, so here we are. It is Labor Day night. Monday night. And I should be going to sleep right now, but I am not. I've decided to have a little bit more of my bourbon and see if I can get one of these essential movie podcasts out for your listening enjoyment. So I've already recorded actually a podcast episode earlier today, or earlier this evening, not today. So this is actually kind of interesting. In fact, you know what? I recorded another one on Sunday. So now this is going to be my third podcast for the 3-day weekend. As is only right, I suppose. Let's see, what's been happening? Do I have any stories to share with you? Other than just going right into the essential movie podcast episode. Went out on the boat today. I went, my wife and our oldest dog, we got out on the pontoon. We went out and we actually found a nice little restaurant that serves, that has a doggy menu. So we were able to order a grilled chicken for our dog. And they have like a little dog sitting area that has tables that, you know, are kind of separated from the rest of the other tables. And there was actually a dog that was eating ice cream. I shit you not, it's true. He was actually eating ice cream, and there was actually a few other people that were ordering ice cream for their dogs. So I never thought that was a thing, that you could order ice cream for your dog or give ice cream to your dog. Is that good for them? It was vanilla with like a milk bone. And this little dog that was eating ice cream, so cute, was just, you know, licking it all up, but then left the milk bone. Wasn't even interested in the that treat, just wanted the ice cream. So I've always wondered, you know, is that digestively okay for them? I don't know. But, you know, it was fun to see. And it was fun to have like a restaurant that caters to dogs and puppies. So there's quite a few of us that, I guess, in the boating community that bring our dogs with us. And to have a local restaurant that will take care of, you know, our four-legged friends is very awesome. So that was today. Another thing that happened this morning, I got in my brain not too long ago, the toilet in our second floor bathroom started leaking, and so it made the ceiling downstairs in the kitchen very weak. So I ended up cutting a hole in it because I was trying to determine where the water was coming from or why it was leaking. And I didn't realize it was a toilet until after the fact. But that was after the hole was already there. Fixed the toilet problem. And then now, today, I went on to do the repair of the ceiling. And that sucked in a major way. And because a lot of the drywall had been weakened around the hole that I needed to fix. And every time I tried to do like a patch repair kit or, you know, or another piece of drywall to fit in there, it kept getting messed up because of the weakness of the drywall in its surrounding area. So I kept having to make the hole bigger and bigger, and then having to recut the drywall piece that I was trying to use. Needless to say, it started out with a very frustrating project, and I didn't like doing that. And I had posted actually on Facebook that I said, you know, I'm never again going to, air quote, labor on Labor Day. So that was just me being a little tongue-in-cheek fun, because I know what's going to happen is, you know, fast forward to next year, I'll probably be mowing the yard or doing something on Labor Day. But regardless, I didn't have fun with that because of the weakness of the drywall. And if anybody that's ever had that experience of trying to fix that kind of hole, you understand, you get it. So what does that have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. But it's kind of my day-to-day life, and, you know, I figured I would share. It's boring. Isn't it boring? You guys are bored, aren't you? I'm talking about drywall. What the hell? Is that... You guys aren't listening for this shit, right? You're just listening for the essential movie stuff, right? You just want retro topics. You don't want me to go rambling about... What the hell have I been rambled about lately? I've been rambling about Angry Birds. I've been rambling about now drywall. I've been talking about edging my sidewalk. Do you guys even give a damn about that shit? Wow, I don't think you do. I really don't. In fact, the one that you heard before this, I went very close to my no political talk discussion. So, I don't know. Are you guys getting anything out of my pre-discussion for the podcast? I'd love to know that. If you want me to continue... Actually, let's play it this way, because nobody ever emails when I ask them to. If you want me to stop doing this and just go right to the retro stuff, shoot me an email or shoot me a tweet. If you want to shoot me an email, it's mcfly@bonsairetroclub.com. So basically, you can just say, just stop, Dave. I'll understand what it means. Or... Same thing. If you go to Twitter and you tag us, Bonsai Retro Club, and just say, stop the rambling, Dave. I'll get it. And message received. But if this is something that you don't mind listening to, then we'll just keep this as is. I'll keep doing it. And hope that you guys aren't being too turned off by this. So let's go ahead and get started with things. So we're going to insert our bumper now.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe! Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hey, this is Dave, and you are listening to Bonsai Retro Club Podcast. What we have in store for you, dear listener, which you already know because you clicked on the title of the episode, so you know exactly what you're going to get. This is the next up for our 1980s Essential Movie Podcast. Just to remind everybody, the Essential Movie Podcast is basically built off of a list that was posted by RottenTomatoes.com. Their editorial staff decided these are 140 of the essential movies that, you know, everybody should see from the 1980s. Where we're at now is
number 103, and that's 1985's The Color Purple. So as I do, I'm going to go ahead and insert the trailer to the movie here.
The Color Purple. An American story for the whole world. It's about life. It's about love. It's about us. You will always remember, Mr. Shug. Old Mister. Nettie. Harple. Squeak. Sophia. And Celie. You will never forget The Color Purple.
Next up, what I'd like to do is say, hey Google, tell us about the movie The Color Purple.
The Color Purple is a 1985 movie directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Oprah Winfrey, Whoopi Goldberg, and Danny Glover.
And then we also do this. Hey Google, give us a synopsis of The Color Purple.
On the website imdb.com, they say, The Color Purple follows the life of Celie Johnson as she struggles through life in the early 1900s. The film begins with Celie about 14 years old, giving birth to her second child, who is fathered by her father, whom later we find out is her stepfather in his death.
Okay. And then this is the part where I tell you that I haven't seen it. I have not seen The Color Purple. And actually, earlier today, I was looking up Whoopi Goldberg on IMDb, and my wife was asking me, she says, you know, why are you looking up Whoopi Goldberg? And I had to tell her, I said, you know what, I'm planning on talking about The Color Purple here in the future, and I wasn't sure at that point when I was going to record this. And I wanted to be able to articulate the fact that I just don't like a lot of the movies that Whoopi has been in and done. And TV shows as well. In all honesty, when the current iteration of The View is on, I can't watch. And a lot of it has to do with Whoopi. Star Trek The Next Generation, as soon as the Guinan character is on, I kind of check out of the episode. So I've had this, I want to say, hate relationship with Whoopi for a long time. And I wish I could tell everybody what it is, what it is about her. I can't. And because I know that she's done a lot, and she's been in a lot of films. She's done the comic relief for a while, and which is a great cause. I can't come out and say exactly what it is about her. There's now Sister Act and Sister Act 2, I'm going to go on the record of saying I like those movies, and I can rewatch those over and over again. And Whoopi plays a big part in those. So I don't understand why I like her in those two movies, and in that, and only those two movies, but I don't like her in anything else. And this has been something that's been tracking with me forever. I know she was in Jumpin' Jack Flash. I know that she was in Ghost. And did nothing for me. Absolutely nothing for me. And so, The Color Purple, I mean, it's a Spielberg movie. But it's nothing that I ever want to watch. Because Whoopi. I like to think that there's probably some reason to watch the movie. Some reason that is making it a essential. I mean, it's Steven fucking Spielberg. And it's, you know, Oprah Winfrey, Danny Glover. These are fantastic people. But for some reason, because it's got Whoopi as the main character, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sign up. I'm not going to check in. I'm not going to give it any time. So that is the reason why I'm never going to watch The Color Purple. And even if you guys tell me that it is a must-see movie, I'm never going to give it any time because of Whoopi. I wish I could tell you guys why it is that she annoys me. I really do. I can't. I can't do that. She hasn't done anything against me. I don't think that there's anything that is significant enough to say, here's why, you know, because she's done this, this, or this. I don't have that. I don't have that story. Even when I was telling my wife about looking up to see what it is that I like Whoopi in, I actually pointed out, you know, I just like her sister act. And she actually said, she told me that as far as her take on Whoopi on the View, she doesn't think she's that strong as a lead commentator for that show. So I think in some respect, my wife was kind of echoing what I had already felt about Miss Whoopi Goldberg. And I hate to put out a podcast that's bashing somebody that has obviously gotten, you know, the acting chops to be in several different movies and TV shows. But I'm going to lay it out there. You know, it's my personal opinion. And so I'm going to go with it. And yeah, that's where we're at. So this is the part of the podcast where I'm going to remind everybody that we have a website out there that's BanzaiRetroClub.com, BANZAI, RetroClub.com. So go check us out there. You can also follow us on all our social media endeavors, be it Twitter, Tumblr. I have another Bourbon Dave Tumblr. Wow. Facebook, and I said Twitter, and all that good jazz. So go ahead and give us a follow on that stuff. Interact on Twitter. I'd really appreciate that. Shoot us emails at McFly@BonsaiRetroClub.com. If you have an iPhone, give us a subscribe and give us a rating review. If you're listening on the Podbean app, we continue to get more followers on that. So we really do appreciate all those fine folks that are listening via Podbean. And you guys rock. So this is part where I remind everybody to be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye-bye.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 On the next episode, we are going to venture into the world of Beetlejuice. 1988.